Well, let's see if now it works. This is take four, guys. I'm here with Nathan. Nathan Waltz. Hi, Nathan. Hello, mate.
Hi, Shai.
And actually, we're doing like a quick live chat for the Facebook audience regarding the conference I'm having next week, which is the second biohacking conference in Israel. Now, I'll just update you that at the moment, the go live button on Facebook still didn't turn blue. So I guess we're not live at the moment. I'm still waiting for it to go blue. And even if not, let me just see, I'm recording it, which is good. So even if it doesn't go live, I can broadcast it in a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes. So shame that it's not live, but let's see what we can do. So hi, Nathan.
Yeah, we'll do the best we can.
Yes, excellent. So first of all, Nathan is my age. He's 47 years old. You coming from, you're a mathematician, right?
Well, I was a math major in college. I wouldn't call myself a mathematician.
All
but,
right.
You know, I can add and subtract.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. And you worked in the IT, right?
Yeah, I was in IT recruiting, and then I was in business operations for some pretty big IT consulting firms.
Right. And tell us, I mean, we're doing biohacking, and you've been doing biohacking since a few years now. And really, what I got involved with Dr. Jack Ruse since 2.5 years ago, roughly. And since then, I must say, it changed my life. It's really inspiring man and inspiring information and knowledge. And as far as I understand, even English speaking people don't understand all of what he says and write. But and he knows it. But I think it's excellent because he gives us years of knowledge to dig into and to learn from.
Absolutely.
And I just tell the audience, I've invited you, Nathan, for a live video call for the next week biohacking conference I'm doing in Tel Aviv. And this is just a teaser, so you can tell us a bit about yourself, tell us what we're going to speak about in the conference. So please tell us some briefly, let's say, what brought you to biohacking and how it changed your life, if it did at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Shai, thanks so much. I'm really honored to be taking part in your biohacking conference.
Excellent.
Very excited for that. And the way I got into this is I had a period of declining health that lasted about 10 years. And it started out where I would just be occasionally tired. Occasionally, I didn't sleep well. Occasionally, I had some kind of some joint neck and shoulder and upper back pain. Indigestion, and then over the years, this became my norm. So I was just, I always felt tired. I rarely slept well. Every time I ate, I had pretty bad indigestion. I was dealing with a lot of chronic pain. Then I started having some anxiety, depression, and brain fog. And it got to a point where it started to really impact my job performance, or at least yeah. it felt like I did, because I didn't have the drive. I worked at some very competitive companies, and I just kind of felt myself slipping.
Right.
So eventually, I got recommended to an integrative medicine doctor because I would go to my general practitioner, and he would just do standard blood tests, and everything was always in the normal range. So he told me I was just getting older and, you know, probably working too hard. So I went to this other doctor, and he sat down with me, and we spoke for an hour, and he asked me all sorts of questions, and he ran a whole bunch of tests. But he told me that he thought I had Lyme disease after talking with him, and I didn't think I did because I never found a tick on me. But the test came back. I tested positive for Lyme. I had candida. My hormones were super low. I had high levels of mercury.
Right.
And I was actually pretty excited because now I knew what I had and I could address it. And I figured I would take some antibiotics for a month or so. And the doctor, he sold me that first day, he sold me over $1,000 in supplements. And I was actually excited. I had all these pills. I was going to take them. They were going to get me better. And over the coming months, I was getting worse and worse.
So hang on. I will tell the Israeli audience, בעיקרון, sorry, I'm moving to Hebrew for just for half a minute, all right?
Okay.
אז בעיקרון נייתן מספר שהיו לו כל מיני תסמינים שהציקו לו המון ומעצבנים, והוא הלך לבדוק והרופא לא מצא כלום, ואז הוא הלך לרופא אחר והוא גרר את זה שנים, הוא לא יודע אם הוא אמר את זה עכשיו, אבל הוא גרר את זה משהו כמו 10 שנים את הדבר הזה, והולך לרופא אחר, עשה לו בדיקות והוא גילה שיש לו מחלת ליים. למי שלא מכיר, ליים דיזיז זה יכול להתבטא בהמון צורות, זה מחלה כרונית, אוטואימיונית, וגרמה לו להרבה צרות. הוא התחיל לקחת אנטיביוטיקה מאותו רופא, היה לו גם רמה גבוהה של כספית בגוף ועוד הרבה דברים. התחיל לקחת אנטיביוטיקה, ובואו נמשיך את הסיפור. Go on, Nathan.
Yeah, so this went on for several months, and I was feeling worse and worse, and there would be periods where I thought I turned a corner, I thought I was doing a little bit better.
Right.
But then a week would go by and things would just kind of go back, and I was actually getting worse neurologically. So I was having more anxiety. It really started to impact my confidence.
And this is when you were on antibiotics, right? And
yeah,
supplements.
So I was on a lot of antibiotics. The doctor had me on 3 different kinds of antibiotics, taking them 3 times a day.
Wow, hardcore.
Yeah, it was very hardcore. So, a couple months, probably 3-4 months into it, I started getting very frustrated. And I just started doing a whole bunch of research on the internet. I tried different things. I went vegetarian for about 6 months during that period. And then 13 months later, so 13 months after taking antibiotics, I came across a blog by our mutual friend, Dr. Jack Cruz.
He's the man, really.
Yeah, when I read it, I knew that this guy was completely different than anybody else I ever came across.
Yeah.
And while I didn't understand a lot of what I read, I knew that he was onto something.
Yeah.
And I started trying his protocols, and within 2-3 weeks, I was feeling much better than I had in many, many years.
Okay, hang on. I'm turning into Hebrew. אז בעיקרון, נייתן, במשך 13 חודשים, עשה מה שהרופא אמר לו, לקח הרבה supplements, הרבה תוספי תזונה, ושלושה סוגים של אנטיביוטיקה שונים, 3 פעמים ביום. המצב שלו לא נהיה יותר טוב, רק החמיר. לפעמים נדמה לו שהוא יותר טוב, אבל רק החמיר. ואז הוא נכנס ומצא איזשהו בלוג, איזשהו אתר של דוקטור ג'ק קרוז, התחיל לקרוא, לא הבין את הרוב, אבל התחיל ליישם, ותוך חודשיים, מרגע שהוא התחיל ליישם, המצב שלו התחיל להשתפר, משמעותית. Now, Nathan, I want to keep something for the conference. So just to, if I can make a long story short, just for now, do you have Lyme disease now?
Well, the thing about Lyme disease, if they tested me, I would probably have antibodies for it, because when you have it for many years, it's called chronic Lyme disease.
Yeah.
So it's a bacterial infection, and the bacteria are very smart, so they can go and hide in different places in your body.
Yeah.
So technically, the bacteria is in my body, but I think a lot of people probably do have the bacteria themselves, but they're not symptomatic.
Yeah.
But I no longer have Lyme symptoms.
Exactly.
And I feel healthier today than pretty
ever.
Much ever have in my whole life.
And how many years have you been practicing or implementing the principles of biohacking?
So I found Dr. Cruz in September 2013.
Right.
So 5 years now.
Five years. So you've been practicing biohacking principles and basically implementing them in your life, in your daily life, for 5 years, roughly. And since then, have your life changed?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, since I came across Dr. Cruz, I mean, my life has radically changed.
Yeah.
You know, I left a corporate job.
Do you have more energy today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you consider yourself ill or sick or with a sickness?
Oh, no.
No.
I wouldn't say I'm 100% healed. It's an interesting question, you know, somebody asks how you feel, because there's always a higher level.
Yes.
So while I feel better than I have, I know that I can improve where I am now.
Yeah.
So my energy's better, my sleep is better, my digestion's better, my pain is much less. I still do have some back pain. I injured my spine a couple years back.
Right.
So, you know, I still do have some back pain, but it's probably at a 3, where before it was like at an 8 or a 9 out of 10.
Right. All right. That's excellent. And just before I wrap it up, I want to tell the audience, I'll move to Hebrew and then I'll wrap it up. All right? אז רק בשביל הקהל אני אעבור ככה לעברית. נייתן, בעצם מאז שהוא פגש את האתר של ג'ק קרוז, by the way, you've been in his 3 Vermont conferences, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I envy you. I really envy you. I still didn't see.
You can come over next year and we can meet in person.
I hope so. I really want to, but I need the flight ticket. I need the whole lot, you know, for to do it. I really envy you. I still didn't see the Vermont 2018 skin in the game. I really want to do it, but soon. Anyway, I'm switching back to Hebrew. אז במשך 5 שנים, נייתן בעצם מיישם עקרונות של ביוהאקינג, אחרי שהוא הכיר את דוקטור ג'ק קרוז. הוא גם עוקב אחריו, הוא היה כבר ב3 ועידות והרצאות של ג'ק. במשך 5 שנים, הוא היום במקום אחר לגמרי, עדיין, כמו שהוא אומר, שאלתי אותם, הוא עדיין חולה בליים. אז כן, הבקטריה עדיין שם, אבל אין לו את הסימפטומים, היא לא פעילה, היא לא מורגשת, הוא לא 100%, אבל בוא נגיד, אם פעם הוא היה 3 מ-10, היום הוא ב-8 או 9 מ-10, שזה מצב שונה לגמרי. הוא עלה במשקל, הוא הרבה יותר חזק, יש לו הרבה יותר אנרגיה. And just to ask, in these past 5 years, have you taken any medicine? Like medical medicine?
No,
thank you. That's a good answer. אז במשך 5 השנים האחרונות הוא לא לקח שום תרופה, הוא רק מיישם עקרונות של ביוהאקינג. I want to say, first of all, thank you and good job on you, you know? Just the fact you were able to come out from your difficult situation you've lived in for 10 years or so, right? This is one thing, so excellent, good on you. And the second thing, on next Friday in the conference, I want the audience to be able, I mean, it will happen, to be able to ask you direct questions, because you're someone who's been doing it a few years, more than me, but you had this illness, this Lyme disease, which also people in Israel have it, and so I want people, the audience, to be able to ask you questions so you can have an open discourse with them. But
absolutely.
Another small question I want to ask you. Okay, you had the Lyme disease, and I'm saying had because it's not really active now, but according to your point of view now, after doing the research, after practicing, implementing, etc., does biohacking can help other sick people with chronic disease, with autoimmune disease, which we have hundreds of them nowadays? Can biohacking help others?
Absolutely, 100%. So I want to make a very clear point, Shai.
Please do.
I got better from Lyme disease once I stopped treating the Lyme disease and I started treating my energy.
Excellent.
So all disease, you know, 85 to 90% of all disease,
it's energy.
It's because your body's not making enough energy. So if you have heart disease, your heart's not making enough energy. If you have a neurological disease, it's in your brain.
Yeah.
If you have an autoimmune disease, it's your immune system.
Yeah.
So once you add more energy into the system or into your body, you can reverse anything.
And this is energy is mitochondria, and this is why in the past 2 years I've been publishing a lot of stuff about mitochondria and mitochondrial medicine. And although the science is already there, the medical institutions, wherever they are far from it. And they have, if at all they will reach this stage, they have few good years until they'll start to do something with the mitochondria. And in order to come out from any chronic autoimmune disease, in order to do it, to treat, as you said, to treat the energy side of life, is the right way to choose to go to, and then the disease will have or the whatever disturbs the body will have a hard time to keep on disturbing the body, because the body will do its work, the immune system will do its work. And I just add, as you mentioned, the heart and the brain, the most concentrated places for mitochondria, it's the heart and the brain. So once we do this, the heart starts to work really well, and the brain starts to work really well, and the immune system starts to work really well. And we don't need to be 18 to do it. I mean, people, you are 47, and there's even older people who improve their health just by using these principles of biohacking, which include, as well as other things, also the mitochondria. Nathan, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, Shai, my pleasure. I appreciate you having me on.
That's you. Excellent. And we'll see you again on Friday for a longer chat, and with the opportunity for the audience, especially people who have some health issues, health problems, they will be able to ask you questions and to get the direct answers from you, just to share with them your experience and your way of coming out from your Lyme disease. Thank you very much, Nathan. All the best. God bless.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
See you next Friday. Bye-bye, mate.